everything was real positive, real positive. It's extremely important to him. I think he's looking forward to the opportunity to take his skill set to another level. I really sense that from him. And I think he's excited to learn from some veteran players and get into an organization that will help him get better, and in turn, he can help get better.
He's been labeled as a freaky athlete. You've been around a lot of players over the years. I mean, do you look at him? Does he jump out at you?
He really is, because his height, and he's 270 pounds, and then the way he runs, his explosiveness, change of direction, body lean, all those aspects. I think when you're at a pro day like this, some of the NFL coaches get together and you hear them say, well, who do you compare him to? Who's he compared to? And it's not anybody in college. It's who does he compare to in the NFL? And I think that means that we're still trying to figure out exactly, who's the closest comparison. But he's extremely gifted. Extremely gifted in height, weight, size, explosiveness, and all those traits that he has.
Any names coming out?
Well, yeah, I think, there is. I think it's still under discussion. You're saying, come on, Gus, give me some. But it really is. You hear Javon Curse's name. You hear different names being brought up. But, his build, he's a little bit, thicker, maybe is the word, stronger, And so I think the comparisons, it's hard, but all of them are very positive.
Gus, there wasn't much else you could see from him on the field, right? He's pretty much maximized what he can do physically.
Right? For you? Well, on the field? Oh, yeah, for this, prior to where we decide. I think so. I mean, it's great. Like I said, I really like the drills, how they were set up, because it did show competitiveness. They really challenged him physically. And, from drill to drill, even at the end, they asked him to do some drops and then some scheme stuff. So, it was really a challenging pro day. And you saw him, he was always coming up to the front of the line and, careful of his breathing, but he was competing. And, that's our central theme of our program. So to see those traits was great.
He just said he's a playmaker. Is that how you view a guy like that?
Well, he does. You can't argue with it on tape. And I know that, some of his production, I think, has dropped. But when you watch the tape and you see double teams, triple teams, I mean, everybody is aware of where he is. And it allows other guys to have, good years then, and really good years. So, I think he feels like if he gets that chance where it's one-on-one or double teams, he has the ability to be a playmaker. I think really the great ones all have that mindset.
People have wondered where he fits in your scheme, or is he good enough where you figure it out?
No, I think he does have a fit in our scheme. We've talked for years about the Leo, okay. He does. He has some ability to be an inside rusher on third downs. He can be an outside rusher on third downs. So, yeah, we have positions that he could play, and he could jump in and have a great opportunity to compete and play.
Bottom line is you might not have any control in taking them. I mean, Houston's obviously in front of you, the Rams as well. Does it worry you at all long-term that a team like Houston could pick up a guy like this and couple him with Watt?
Right, yeah, we can't control that. We really can't. And they have that spot, and we know that we have the third spot. And there's a lot of good players in the draft, especially in that first round in the top 10. And so I think it's important to us that we make a really good decision, a decision for a guy to come into our organization and help us for a long time. And that's really what we're looking for, and has unique athleticism and unique traits. And there's some guys there that we're looking at. And so we just wait and see what happens, and we're ready for everything.
I don't want to misquote you. He could play the Leo.
Yes.
Okay, I got you.
Yep. I might have jumped in late, too. You get to spend some time with him. What's he like in the room? Because obviously that's where the questions have come, at least from a media perspective. I mean, I don't know
right.
If it's overblown. I mean, what's your view on that?
Yeah, I think, there may be a different perspective. He handled himself very well. He's enthusiastic. He's bright-eyed. You can tell that he loves the game. And I think that he just wants a chance to showcase that. And he's probably getting to the point where all this is really – he hopes that it passes and he can just lock into getting ready to play football. And, it comes to a point where these guys get that feeling. So that's pretty natural. But I did sense a guy that really liked football, that really enjoyed playing the game. And like we said earlier, really wants to challenge his skill set and try to elevate it to another level and then in turn elevate the organization. And that's what he came across.